Questions 26 through 28. Sir Ken Robinson told me a memorable story about talent that almost went to waste. He was born in Liverpool and made a discovery one day while talking to fellow Liverpudlian Paul McCartney. Apparently, the legendary singer-songwriter had not done especially well in his musical studies. His high school music teacher had neither given McCartney good marks nor identified any particular musical talent in him. George Harrison had the same teacher and had likewise failed to attract any positive attention in music class. "Let me get this straight," Sir Ken asked McCartney in amazement. This teacher had half of the Beatles in his classes and didn't notice anything out of the ordinary? Lacking encouragement from the person best positioned to nurture their musical talents, McCartney and Harrison could have played it safe and gone to work in Liverpool's traditional manufacturing and shipping industries. But that safe route would have put them in the center of a downward economic spiral. Liverpool's heavy industry declined rapidly in the following two decades, leading to dizzying unemployment in their hometown and eventually to the closing of the school they had attended, the Liverpool Institute High School for Boys. Luckily for music fans, McCartney and his friends John, George, and Ringo found encouragement elsewhere. And of course, the Beatles became one of the most successful and beloved groups of all time. Much later, having achieved fame and fortune and been knighted by the Queen, Sir Paul McCartney felt the nobleness oblique to help others get the creative chance he nearly missed. After the Liverpool Institute closed, putting his music teacher and all the other faculty and staff out of a job, McCartney helped restore the old 19th century school building from the ground up. Together with educator Mark Featherstone Whitty, he formed the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts, a thriving creative environment that helps young people with emerging talent build practical skills in music, acting, and dance.